You know, at times, this has been a pretty nasty presidential campaign.
Wait.
Secretary Clinton, it's an open discussion.
We would have gained now, if they did it by
Secretary,
surprise.
Secretary, please let Mr. Trump speak.
He's unfit, and he proves it every time.
You are the one that's unfit. You know,
that was from the last debate in Nevada, which is a swing state. The polls between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are really tight there. So how much does that tension on the debate stage filter down to the people who support them? Well, we went the other night to meet a Republican and a Democrat, two neighbors who live right across the street from each other. We came to this gated community 20 minutes from the Las Vegas Strip, a place where sprawl begins turning to desert. The homes all look alike, beige stucco exterior, pale red roof with a gray satellite dish. And people like it this way. The Homeowners Association doesn't allow campaign signs outside, or much of anything for that matter.
Thank you. I love your pumpkin and the hay. It's
against the HOA rules, and I'm expecting the
Housing
Homeowners Association rules.
They don't allow pumpkins?
They don't allow anything on your porch. Isn't there a pumpkin exception?
Yeah. The code violator there is Stephanie Hill. She is the Republican. She's concerned about immigration, overcrowding schools, and straining resources. She thinks the federal debt is just too massive, and she doesn't trust Hillary Clinton. We got to know her a little bit. For one thing, this suburban life was never in Stephanie's plans.
I was living and teaching in rural Coahuila, Mexico, middle school.
And she became a mom.
He's my jewel, my recuerdo of my time, my souvenir of my time in Mexico. Mm-hmm. And then he was diagnosed at 3 years, 4 months with autism. And we started plowing into therapy.
And that's when your life really changed and you weren't
I've been married to it. I've been married to autism.
And Stephanie also shared this with us. She was once sexually assaulted. And now she is trying to reconcile that past with her plan to vote for Donald Trump. She heard the tape that surfaced of Trump saying nasty stuff about women.
Look, I heard. I heard him talk so cavalierly. I saw that sort of like alpha show.
And she's also followed the women who have come forward accusing Trump of assaulting them. She's angry at him. But she also says at least some of the women might have been trying to feed off Trump's power.
I can't question them, but I do know that that power play happens all the time. I've seen it in every environment that I've been in.
I could see some women recoiling hearing any suggestion that anyone but Donald Trump was responsible for.
I'll accept that.
Stephanie says she believes that Donald Trump is going to surround himself with thinkers who are more in line with her conservative views.
No one likes his rhetoric. And I'm going to promise you that he's not my dream date of a person, right?
Never heard it put that way.
Yeah, no, he's not my dream date.
And we had a date right across the street. Stephanie's friend and neighbor, Ree Friesa, she's the Democrat.
Hi, Marie.
Yes.
Hi, I'm David.
Hi, David.
Thank you for having us.
Ree grew up in Brooklyn. She moved west with her husband before divorcing. And she ended up here across the street from Stephanie because of the recession. She has a graduate degree in education. She was working as a manager at a big bank. Well, then she lost that job and the one after it. After being on unemployment, she took a different kind of job with the county, one that's not as fulfilling for her, but it does offer benefits.
I feel like you have a story over the last 6 or 7 years that a lot of Americans can relate to.
Oh, yeah, very underemployed. You know, I go to work every day and deliver mail, filing, sit at a desk and give out keys to the county workers. It's support. Mm-hmm. It's clerical support.
And to get by, Ree also moved in here to this house with her 83-year-old mom. Now, the idea of Donald Trump managing the economy, making decisions that could affect, say, her health insurance, is frightening. Trump strikes her as unstable. It is one reason why Ree is supporting Hillary Clinton.
She's a good thinker. She's a good decision maker. I've always supported her. I'm not voting against Donald Trump. I am voting for Hillary Clinton.
So you think about what Clinton and Trump sounded like on that debate stage. What would happen if we brought this Democrat and this Republican together? Well, we walked outside with Ree, and we had arranged to meet up with Stephanie. They were still celebrating Ree's big win.
Video poker. Yes.
Okay.
A convenience store.
How much did you win?
Oh, like
$5,000
together. We sat down quietly at this small table that's next to the community pool, which is just 100 feet from both of their homes. Marie told me that I was sitting with two independent women who support one another and can speak about their disagreements without anger.
We just connect on a level that is just beyond that,
sure,
I think.
Stephanie told us she can't trust Hillary Clinton, but she does trust Ree that she's casting the right vote for her.
I don't necessarily agree with it, but I don't disparage that. I understand her story and her history. I get it.
And do you understand why Stephanie's voting for Trump?
Oh, yes. I do have belief that to her value system and what she knows in her life to be true, that that is right for her. I don't think he is deserving of her vote because
I don't either.
I think she's a better person than that.
Ree, if Stephanie's candidate wins and Donald Trump is president, how do you think you'll react to living in that reality?
Well, I think I'll be sad for a couple of reasons. One is that my woman did not get into the White House. The other is because I don't think there will be direction. But realistically, I have to get up and go to work, put my one foot in front of the other and do what I have to do and deal with whatever is going to come down the pike.
And Stephanie, if you wake up in Ree's world and her candidate's won and Hillary Clinton is president?
Well, I think we'll share a pot of soup. I think that's what we'll do. I mean, I think we have her.
She's likely going to win?
Yeah, I think so.
The one thing I will say is I never want to say, I told you so.
We've never done that.
I know, and I don't think we will.
No, we've never
done
that.
So that's a wonderful thing. That's what makes our friendship so strong.
Yeah, I'm really happy that a woman would get elected. You know, I think that's a long time in coming. She's just not the one I want. She's not the one I want.
We were spending time with Stephanie Hill and Ree Friesa. They're two Nevada voters who are also friends.